KRNR Judges Report, May 19th, 2022, recorded May 17th. Welcome to the weekly Mills County Judges Report, the 20th report of 2022. This report is brought to you by our local community radio station, KRNR Goldthwaite, Texas, FM 100.5 on your radio dial. The report is aired at 11:45 a.m. and 5:15 p.m. each Thursday and is available for listening at any time through the Goldthwaite Eagle website and the Mills County website. On Monday, August 23rd at 6 p.m., AgriLife is producing a remote seminar on legal topics important to agricultural producers. The seminar will be broadcast to multiple sites across West Texas. Locally, the seminar may be viewed at the First Baptist Youth Annex, 1319 Fisher Street in Goldthwaite. What caught my eye in this presentation was the number one topic on the agenda, carbon credit contracts, and what producers should know and include in those contracts. Other than seeing carbon tax as a political issue, this has not been anywhere on my list of things to pay attention to, but now apparently Texas ranchers are being approached with carbon credit contracts. Thank you, Al Gore. Regardless of the politics, this may be a good local opportunity for us to all become informed and through our trusted county extension agent. Details will be on the county website and widely distributed by Texas A&M AgriLife. Early voting is underway for runoffs in both the Republican and Democratic primaries through 5 p.m. this Friday at the Community Center in Goldthwaite. Election Day is next Tuesday, May 24th, with polling places open from 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. The polling places are scattered. While you can vote early at the Community Center, regardless of which voting precinct you live in, on Election Day, you may only vote in the polling location for your election precinct. Mills County's website has the actual voting location for each voting precinct. Look down the left side of the county webpage. In the section designated Elections, sample ballots are also displayed in this section. There are various official runoffs for both Republicans and Democrats, but only the Republican ballot has a local runoff, the county judge race. If you voted in the Democratic primary, you cannot vote in the Republican runoff, and vice versa. If you didn't vote in either primary, you may still be eligible to vote in the party runoff of your choice, but I defer to our election judges on that fine point. Commissioner's Court meets Monday, May 23rd. The agenda is published in Wednesday's Eagle and posted on the county website, but from time to time we post an amended agenda. If the amendments hit between the Eagle's weekly deadline and the statutory requirement for 72 hours advance public posting, then the amended agenda is physically posted on the outdoor public bulletin board and on the county website. As I record this, the two anticipated amendments involve the potential purchase of used equipment in the precincts with existing budgeted money and changing authorized signatures on a bank signature card. The agenda includes two items tabled in the May 9th meeting, a proposed county policy on new entrances onto county roads and a revision of the county's juror fee donation letter to track state law. I want to stress that jurors may endorse their check to anyone they wish, and that doesn't change. However, the government code is very specific on what types of organizations are to be listed in the county's donation letter. In general, these donations must be related to abused and neglected children, shelter and services for victims of family violence, crime victims, and the county's Veterans Service Organization. The ban on outdoor burning expires next Tuesday. But with the epic lack of rain, record heat, and persistent high winds, no one should be surprised that a burn ban is listed on the agenda for consideration. Texas Department of Transportation, also known as TxDOT, is improving Highway 45 in the western portion of Mills County. They asked Mills County to commit to funding its 10% share of the right-of-way acquisition. Only 4/10 of a mile of the highway is in Mills County, which makes our 10% share approximately $2,500. Most of the project is in Brown and San Saba County, and that is where it gets interesting. The 10% local share is traditional statewide. However, there are exceptions for economically disadvantaged counties. would you believe that Brown County is considered economically disadvantaged while Mills County isn't? Based on that, I did some digging. An economically disadvantaged county is a county that, in comparison to other counties in the state, has below average per capita taxable property value and below average per capita income and above average unemployment. Historically, it's the third test, the number of people drawing unemployment, that blows it for Mills County. I will be recommending to the court the use of a purchasing cooperative and the acceptance of a proposal to construct an EMS station to be owned by Mills County on county-owned property behind the law enforcement center. The county's federal grant of $946,522 through the American Rescue Act more than covers the $707 proposed cost of the project. I am old enough, however, to know that projects tend to cost more than initially proposed. But starting with a cost that is almost $250,000 less than the grant, and also potentially having the proceeds of the sale of the old EMS station on 4th Street to cover this, there should be pulled off without a cost to the taxpayers of Mills County and create a long-term community capital asset. One other term of note will be the selection of a grievance committee in Monday's Commissioner's Court. While I believe that elected officials will be equitably compensated in the coming year, we must be prepared to process complaints and grievances, and we seem to have a perennial loose cannon. Speaking of which, the background for that terminology goes back to sailing ships. Cannon were mounted on wheel carriages, which, if not properly secured, could careen around the deck, injure and kill sailors, and potentially even sink the ship. That's your history lesson today. This is Ed Smith, your soon-to-be former county judge, thanking you for your interest in county government and reminding you to vote. Tune in to KRNR each Thursday at 11:45 a.m. or 5:15 p.m. from the latest from your county courthouse.